You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to another episode of the Giant Take Podcast, Giants versus Packers preview, a London edition. 9:30 a.m. I hope you have your tea ready. I hope you have your cookies ready because we're going to be playing a brunch breakfast day match. What is it again? It's tea and crumpets? Is that what it is? I said cookies.
A tea time special. Well, tea time's actually in the evening, so...
Well, tea and biscuits, we can say that from our show, Ted Lasso, as we all love very dearly. And I hope you listening do as well. Otherwise, you don't get the reference at all. But anyway, let's continue on here. Yes, if you are in the West Coast, if you're a Central time zone, even if you're in the Eastern time zone and you like that 1 o'clock start for football on Sunday, got to wake up a little bit earlier for this Giants game, this 9:30 start, but we're excited for it. And it's another game, Alex, another game that the Giants have a possibility of winning in. And why is that? Well, the Packers, they're without Devontae Adams anymore. They have Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback who right now doesn't seem too happy. They just won a bad game against the New England Patriots, to say the least, and they went into overtime. And yes, the Mac Jones list, New England Patriots, with, is it Brad is his first name? Brody? Starts with a B, I think, his first name. Whatever, Zappy, their backup third string quarterback, whoever he is, led the team into overtime. Mac Jones Patriots, right? Now, the Giants go into this game on Sunday, and we'll give you the updates on all the quarterbacks in this episode. That's what we're here for. The Giants go into this game, right? They're without Teddy Bridgewater, most likely. But the man, Daniel Jones, has been practicing.
Did I just hear you say without Teddy Bridgewater?
Without Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
The other one that starts with the T. Giants will go into this game without Tyrod Taylor because of the concussion. He will not travel with the team to London, I believe. But it seems like they're getting Daniel Jones back from practice. And Alex, I thank you for correcting me. And I've done a long intro, so I'm going to shed it to you now. Alex, how are you? What is your excitement level for this London match?
I am extremely excited. London games are not only nice because you get to wake up early and hopefully you get your whole Sunday after a Giants win, which will be really nice. Just enjoy the other, you know, low-level teams that aren't going to be 4-1 in the afternoon. I think it's a nice start to your Sunday morning. Of course, it could ruin your Sunday if we get beaten. But, hey, I like the London games. I think it's a fun idea to have the games played overseas. Excited to see how the Giants do. And hopefully they win in London. That would be pretty fun. I don't know the last time the Giants played in London. And I definitely do not know the last time the Giants won in London. And I was just going to say, I would have to imagine it was quite a long time ago.
Alex, I think that it's really funny because you expected as a Giants fan to go in this game, not 3-1. You expected the Packers to go in this game at something like 3-1. And to say that the Packers and Giants, 2 3-1 teams battling out in London, is just not what you expected the headline to be at all. So it's pretty funny. But I do love it, obviously. And I want to mention something with the injuries just before we start, because I thought this was a little funny tidbit. Alex, they're playing at, I believe, are they playing at Wembley or is it Spurs?
It's at Tottenham Stadium. Yeah,
it is at Tottenham Stadium. Okay, that's what I thought. All right. So they're at Tottenham Stadium. And do you know what they did to prepare for this game?
I do not.
What they did was they went on the field. They took the grass, the natural grass that all Premier League clubs play with. That's what you should know. It's natural grass. It's never turf. Alex, I'm sure you knew that, right? That it was natural grass that Premier League clubs played with?
Yes, I did know that.
They took that off. Because obviously the soccer dimensions for a football match or a soccer match, whatever you want to call it, a little bit different. So they took that off. They went and they put a new surface down, that surface being turf. So how funny is it that they removed the grass from Tottenham Stadium and then they inserted turf for this NFL game, which is what has been this season, especially not just for Giants, but around the Giants like fans and players, but around the NFL has been a league-wide issue with injuries. It's not just MetLife now. The NFL is kind of, and the NFLPA is kind of looking at this issue of turf and why it should be getting, you know, turf should be getting, the NFL teams should be getting rid of turf, sorry, in their home stadiums. Yet they're going overseas now. They had grass on the field. They take it off to then put turf down. I think that's just a funny, ironic type of tidbit there before we get into everything.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I would assume turf is easier to move. Because I know how that stadium works is they slide the grass like under the stadium and then they lift up. It's kind of like at an NBA stadium where they also do hockey at the same stadium, like TD Garden or something.
Please say arena. Or center. You said a basketball stadium.
Arena or center. I think it's something similar to that. But anyway, that doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what the Giants are playing on. Hopefully, that doesn't impact the game. Obviously, it has in the past with injuries, like you mentioned. But, we're not going to spend the first 10 minutes of the episode talking about the playing surface. I guess let's get into some positive news, some stats before we talk about some injury stuff, some returns, some signings, etc. So this is through the first 4 weeks. First of all, the NFL leader in scrimmage yards, Josh, who do you think it is? I'm going to say, is it Nick Chubb?
Is it Nick Chubb? I know Javonte Williams just got
Cooper
out.
Cooper Kupp's had a ton of yards.
Yeah.
Josh Derek Jacobs Henry? Did well for my fantasy team last week.
I remember Derrick Henry like got shut down completely by the Giants defense. I mean, even got wrecked by Tay Crowder, but I mean, he's probably up there, right? He's a freight
Austin
train.
Eckler had a big game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dalvin Cook hasn't been great this season. Yeah. Oh, I think it's Saquon Barkley. I think the man, the myth, the legend, Saquon Barkley is leading the NFL in scrimmage yards at 570. That's obviously scrimmage yards, so running and passing yards. So he is... By far, I believe the next one is Nick Chubb in around the high 400s. By far, the leader in scrimmage yards through 4 weeks. Also through 4 weeks. Yes, Josh.
No, before. Also through 4 weeks.
Also through 4 weeks. The Giants rank first in the following categories. Rush yards per game with 192. Outside the red zone points with 42. 10 plus yard runs, 25. That's tied with Cleveland. Takeaway fumbles, 6. And then some additional rankings for the defense as well. Second in opposition third down percentage, 29.4%. Second in opposition red zone touchdown percentage in 35.7%. Tied second in opposition inside the 30 touchdown percentage at 25%. Sixth in opposition three and out percentage at 25%. And tied ninth in points allowed at 17.8 points per game. Those are some fun stats for anyone who's a stat fan, a stat geek. There you go. But some positive stats there for the Giants.
If you couldn't tell, we are now the New York or the Giant Take, a New York Giants stats podcast here. Alex, Saquon Barkley, I was just going to say with him, as we know from last week, the man can do it all. He can run. He can catch. And he can even pass and play QB for the Giants. So, hopefully we won't have to see that this week. It seems like, again, Daniel Jones is going to start with Davis Webb backing him up. The Giants, trying out some guys, but electing to not sign a quarterback, which is a big deal. They're really going with Daniel Jones as their guy. And we'll get to Daniel Jones, I think, in a bit. But there is a lot of injury news, as we know. The game last week, injury galore. Let's get into it. Start with some unfortunate stuff. I mean, it's injuries. It's going to be unfortunate, right? Giants place cornerback Aaron Robinson on IR with a knee injury. This can honestly possibly be season ending. We don't know the specifics about that to this point. It could come out tomorrow. You know, recording this Thursday night, could come out tomorrow on Friday. It could come out sometime next week. We don't know as of now. We'll find out sooner than rather than later, I'm sure. But it does suck because it's at least the next four games, I believe, that Aaron Robinson will be missing, at least the next four.
Yeah, certainly unfortunate for him. But on some positive news, we're going to kind of alternate here. Nick Gates has returned to practice. He's going to be activated up off the PUP list and should be eligible to play in 21 days. He returned to his lengthy injury, and I talked to the huddle before practice on his first day back. So pretty cool stuff there for Nick Gates, and happy to see him back after that gruesome leg injury and all that he has had to go through to get back on the field. Some stats here, more stats for the Giants Stats podcast. Darius Slayton played in 60% of the snaps last week against the Bears. He was kind of like my X factor for the Giants, but you know, he actually did have the most catches or the most yards out of any receiver last week. So, you know, if you hear that, then you're like, oh, Alex, you're right. If I tell you that's 11 yards, then you'd be like, huh? But yeah, not good for the receivers on the Giants last week. Kayvon Thibodeau played 74% of the snaps last week, which, you know, was a lot more. I believe he was closer to 50% in the first game back, but he did take some big plays off in the fourth quarter. Azeez Ojulari, who now has been assessed with a calf injury, he's not been practicing lately. We'll get to the injury report in a minute. Played only 48% of the snaps. Josh, do you have this news about a linebacker that signed with the Giants and then just left pretty much a day later?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Simpsons meme, Alex. If you remember, it's Bart Simpson. He walks in the door, he's whistling, he gets his coat, he puts his hat down, turns right around, picks it up again, takes the coat, takes the hat, walks back out. That's basically what Dan Duggan used in his tweet to sum up AJ Klein and his, you know, time with the Giants here. The Giants signed free agent linebacker AJ Klein, who spent two seasons in Buffalo, on Monday. And he said, bye-bye, Giants, and left, signed with the Baltimore Ravens active roster. I guess go him, get that active roster spot on Thursday. So a good 3 days put into work for AJ Klein. I hope he didn't like buy anything here in the area and just stayed at a hotel, because that would definitely suck. And then you have Landon Collins, got signed today. Yes, Landon Collins, that guy. Yep. Took the place of Klein on the practice squad on Thursday, played for the Giants from 2015 to 2018. We know him well. Did have a very good beginning of his time here with the Giants, and then slowly declined until he left, went to Washington, played there, and
said
then
some controversial things about the Giants.
That as well. Yeah. And so, but you know, new regime. That was
new
the
start,
old
fresh start. You know?
That was a Dave Gettleman era. And now it's the Joe Shane era. So he's back, and the Giants really want him to do it all. Linebacker and safety mainly, even playing maybe in the slot at cornerback. But the Giant, that's the whole thing that Dable at least mentioned. And at, you know, the older age that I'm going to double check what it is in right now.
28. He's not that old, actually, funny enough. But he plays like he's pretty old.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't want to use the term washed, because I do think that's like for players like what we're seeing as we're recording this during the Colts game, like Matt Ryan. I'm going to say that. As of now, Landon Collins does not look good. I mean, that's why he was technically a free agent in October. Not good players are usually free agents.
I mean, he was a free agent
in
October and then didn't actually get signed to an active roster. He was signed to the practice squad. So, yes, you're right there.
But we do believe tomorrow maybe they'll make it official. He's going to take the trip to London, it seems like. We just don't know who's going to get sent down for the move at this one. But it seems like he's going to London. And it seems like the Giants want him to play a lot of positions with their injury troubles. So that's the deal with Landon Collins. And then we can move from Landon Collins to another former friend, Odell Beckham Jr. Yes, the wide receiver himself was hanging out with Giants players on Monday, please, 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 Giants fans, you're all making the I want him back comments. He was not there for a tryout. He was not there to talk to Brian Daboll about possibly joining the team. First of all, his asking price is too high. And he was just there to see some old friends, man. He was probably going there to see Sterling Shepard, check on his health, seeing if he's okay. Shepard's actually traveling for the team with the team to London, which is pretty freaking sick. Love Sterling Shepard as a player and a leader there. And you saw, I'm sure, the video on social media, how hyped he was after the game against the Bears. So super cool. But he was probably going to see him and Saquon Barkley. He knows them from the team that Beckham was on for a little bit. Maybe even say hi to Daniel Jones. I don't know. But yeah, he was literally just there to say hi to some old friends. No reason that the Giants like are actually going to sign him or anything. There's no way. They don't have the cap room for it. So yeah, get that out of your heads. But he was in the facilities.
Yeah. You know who the Giants do have cap room, though, for? Josh, who do you think we'd love? There were so many great players from last season, but I think the best player of them all was Jake Fromm. And he came and worked out with the Giants on Tuesday. He was obviously the third string QB for the Giants, actually started a game. I believe actually he was the quarterback during the famous QB sneak on second and third down. And maybe it was first, second, and third down.
No, it was two plays. I think third, it might have even been third and fourth down.
No, I think it was second and third. Okay. So that, you know, obviously a famous moment. He's always going to be engraved in Giants history. So, I mean, great for that. But he unfortunately doesn't seem like he's going to be signed. Also, former Giants quarterback Brian Lewerke also worked out with the team. Also, sadly, seems that he will not make the cut either, unfortunately. So that was in, you know, preparation in case Daniel Jones could not play. It looks like he's going to play. Tyrod Taylor also looks like he's making some progress. So we'll see what happens with the QB situation, but it looks like Jake Fromm and Brian Lewerke's services will not be necessary. And I'm not going to say whether or not that's a good or bad thing, but I think you can tell on your own from the way I'm talking about it.
That was my bad with Tyrod Taylor. I said he wasn't traveling with the team to London. He is traveling with the team to London. And he is, like Alex said, making progress. And Daboll thinks Jones is doing pretty well so far. Let's continue with the injury news. Brian Daboll said wide receiver Richie James with an ankle injury and Fabian Moreau with a foot injury are fine, in quotes. So both should be good for Sunday. And that's Brian Daboll. He also said to be determined if cornerback Aaron Robinson's knee injury is season ending. And he also said he doesn't know if Kenny Golladay will go on IR due to a sprained MCL. So that's the update there. Really big news with Richie James, honestly, because he is the Giants' leading wide receiver right now. He's basically carrying that room on and off the field, it seems like. More on the field. We don't know what he's doing off the field. But yeah, happy to have him, and it seems like he's doing okay. So let's find out who's not going to London, who's not making the trip. And we already talked about one of those guys' names. That is Kenny Golladay. He will not be making the trip to London along with these players. Yup, Kadarius Toney is on that list again, out for another game. As well as, unfortunately, Aziz Ojulari with a calf injury, Henry Mondo, and Cordell Flott. So all of those guys are already confirmed out for the game in London. The two, obviously, that pisses us off. Well, three. Aziz Ojulari, not for his own sake, because Ojulari just sucks because he's been battling with injuries throughout this season so far, and I just hope he gets fully healthy and is able to play in some games this year. And then the other ones is freaking Kenny Golladay, man. Again, 4 years, $72 million, comes on the field and, you know, doesn't even get a couple catches, but yet somehow still gets himself injured and out for 1 week at least. And Kadarius Toney, I don't know if football is his main passion, but staying on the field isn't as of now, and he's out yet another week. So Alex, I don't know what to say about young Jaka anymore besides that his songs are mid. Like, I don't even know what to say.
Damn, you're going hard now. At him. Why? Don't disrespect young Jaka. Young Jaka.
I'm muting.
He's got fire music. All right, we'll go to the Giants injury report on this is from yesterday. That'll be Wednesday. So the did not practices included Cordell Flott with the calf, Kenny Golladay knee, Richie James ankle, Julian Love concussion, Henry Mondo ankle, Aziz Ojulari calf, And Tyrod Taylor concussion. The limited players on Wednesday were QB Daniel Jones with an ankle, Nick McLeod hamstring, Fabian Moreau foot, Evan Neal neck, Wandell Robinson knee, Kadarius Toney hamstring, and Leonard Williams knee. And then today, Thursday, the 6th of October, the did not practice players included Cordell Flott, again, calf, Kenny Galladay, knee, defensive lineman Henry Mondo, ankle, Aziz Ojulari, calf, QB Tyrod Taylor, concussion, and Kadarius Toney was actually downgraded to a do not practice on Thursday with the hamstring injury, and he will not be making his way to London, as Josh mentioned earlier. Limited players, QB Daniel Jones once again with an ankle, wide receiver Richie James with an ankle, safety Julian Love, concussion, cornerback Nick McLeod, hamstring, Fabian Moreau, foot, Evan Neal, neck, Wandell Robinson, knee, and Leonard Williams, knee. That's your injury report for Wednesday and Thursday. And obviously, when you're listening to this episode, if you listen to it on the day it comes out, we'll know the questionable and the out tags for those players who are questionable as of right now.
All right, Alex, let's go to our NFL picks, and then we'll circle back around. We'll give you your players to watch for Giants versus Packers, as well as our score predictions. And yes, right now we're recording, the Broncos are up 6-3 on the Colts at halftime. These picks were made before the game even started, so don't give us anything for them. If anything, give Alex, because he picked the Broncos who were up at halftime. Alex, you want to start out with the 1 o'clocks?
Well, first of all, now I'm coming back at you. You forgot to say what we were last week. You know, you yelled at me for doing that last time, and now I'm yelling at you. You forgot. Once again, it was pretty tragic from us. I went 8-7, and Josh went 9-6, barely winning records. There was a whole bunch of, like, just terrible picks from both of us. So we're hopefully going to improve this week. You know, it's getting serious now. So anyway, firstly, you mentioned this already with the picks for Thursday Night Football. We did not cheat. Obviously, we picked different ones, so it makes sense that we didn't cheat. But we got Broncos and Colts. Broncos are up right now. Hopefully I am right. I picked the Broncos. Josh picked the Colts. Patriots and Lions. We both picked the Patriots in that game. Chargers, Browns. We both picked the Chargers. Jaguars, Texans. We both picked the Jags. Buccaneers, Falcons. We both picked the Bucks. Steelers, Bills. We both picked the Bills. Dolphins, Jets. We both picked the Dolphins. Vikings, Bears. We both picked the Vikings. Titans, Commanders. We both picked the Titans. Seahawks and Saints. We both picked the Seahawks. 49ers and Panthers. I'm going past my area here, so I'll let that Josh do that.
Yeah, 49ers, Panthers. You both have the 49ers winning that one. Eagles, Cardinals. This is a bit of a toss-up between the two of us. Alex has the Eagles. Why not? I mean, they are undefeated, and I have the Cardinals. More because I just don't want the Eagles to win another freaking game. Cowboys, Rams. We both have the Rams winning that one. Bengals, Ravens on Sunday Night Football. We both have the Ravens winning that one. And Monday Night Football is Raiders, Chiefs this week. We both have the Chiefs winning that game. All right, we did the NFL picks. Let's circle back around here and talk about our players to watch in the Giants versus Packers game. I'll start off, and I will give you your Packer player to watch with some backup, you know, but
evidence.
Evidence, yes. There was like something with the B I thought it would be, but whatever. Romeo Doubs is my player to watch. Why? He leads the Packers in receiving yards, receptions, targets. He's also tied for the lead on the Packers in touchdowns with Allen Lazard. Both of them have two. Now, Lazard, yes, he did do the most for the Packers wide receiving room last week at over 100 yards receiving, although Doubs did have a touchdown, and he leads in all those categories. So my Packers player to watch, Romeo Doubs.
To be honest, I'm not really concerned about any of their receivers. I am concerned about Aaron Rodgers, obviously, but I'm not going to put him. That's silly. I'm going to put A.J. Dillon. You know, when Aaron Jones is out there as the starter and then, you know, your defense is tired trying to tackle that guy, and then A.J. Dillon comes out with his 240-whatever-pound frame, 6-foot-plus. I mean, he's a huge man who's just tough to tackle, and I think especially without Leonard Williams, if he doesn't end up playing, it could be a challenge for the Giants to stop the run with A.J. Dillon as the power back there. And then I'll go right to my Giants player before Josh does his basic-ass player. In my opinion, I'm going to go Kayvon Thibodeau. No Aziz Ojulari this week. Thibodeau needs to step up, get pressure on the quarterback. And that's going to be crucial, especially on Aaron Rodgers, who we can't just give unlimited time to throw.
Oh, my bad, Alex. I'm sorry I didn't mention the player that hasn't done anything so far these first few weeks. Maybe I just pull your strategy and then I could pick some random guys on the team who absolutely will do nothing. Exhibit A, Darius Slayton last week. How good did he do?
Most receiving yards on the team. Most wide receivers receiving yards last week.
Alex, Daniel Jones got injured. Our backup Tyrod Taylor came and he got injured.
He got the most receiving yards last week. Did he not? Am I speaking facts or am I not?
Sure. You are. Yep. Uh-huh. Right. My basic ass, as Alex said, pick is in fact Saquon Barkley. I can't go against the man. All right.
I do believe you've chosen him 2 weeks in a row. I do believe you've chosen him.
What's wrong with that? Did he prove me right?
That's true.
Why go away from it? Alex, I mean, I guess you could say Thibodeau. It's just that I can't right now. He hasn't done anything. I'm waiting for him to get the first sack. I think he just gets the first sack out of the way. He can go from there. I would say the Packers are in like the second tier of offensive linemen in the NFL. Or the offensive lines.
I mean, Bakhtiari is a pretty good one.
Well, yeah, but like that's their number one. I mean, I'm checking it out, and it's saying according to Pro Football Network. Well, he'd be playing
left tackle, so that's why I'm thinking
he would match up against Kayvon Thibodeau. Okay, I see what you mean. Oh, and we also forgot to mention Alex, what offensive tackle leads PFF? Ooh,
Andrew Thomas, highest graded football player this year.
Yes, sir. So just like Saquon Barkley leads in scrimmage yards, according to PFF's grading scale, Kayvon Thibodeau, Andrew Thomas, the highest rated offensive lineman on PFF, 4 weeks into the NFL season. That's another thing to be happy about. We're doing pretty good, Alex. We're doing pretty good. All right, score predictions. Let's do it. 3-1 versus 3-1. Who goes 4-1? Alex, I'll go first. I have the 27-17 victory for the Green Bay Packers. Unfortunately, I want to say the last 2 weeks I've chosen the Giants. I'm going back to the Packers. Although, the last time I chose the Giants to lose, they did in fact win. So, interesting. Just take that in.
I also have the Giants unable to get the win, but I have it closer than you. I'm going to go 24-20. Packers. I think the Packers are just a little bit too good for the Giants at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going into this with like a good amount of confidence. I don't know why. I think it literally was the Panthers game. I had the Panthers winning. Giants won, and then I had them beating the Cowboys. And then the Bears. I don't remember, honestly. We don't keep track. Oh, just the NFL picks we keep track of, and then we erase them from our memory when we don't get the score predictions right. But I'm sure one of us will be very happy to bring it up to you if we ever get them right.
We're never going to get it right.
but anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. We didn't go too long today, Alex, and we had a lot of info, so I'm glad we packed it all in. But we're not just done yet. Keep listening. You could subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find out those places, go to shipitstudios.com/thegiantake. Let me think of some more places off the top of my head. We got the Odyssey app. I believe we're on iHeartRadio. I believe we're also on Pandora, Google Podcasts. I think we're on Stitcher as well. But shipitstudios.com/thegiantake for more places to listen. You can go follow us on social media, The Giant Take Pod.
Josh is dying right now.
On Twitter and TikTok. I know, I'm losing my voice. It's getting late. It's past 10 o'clock. Alex is on Twitter at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter at JoshSolo29. And you can also rate 5 stars. We would really appreciate it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you can. If I talk too fast or if you didn't listen, that's all okay. It's in the podcast notes. You can just scroll down there and find all the info I just talked about. Alex, let's close this one out.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode of the Giant Take Podcast, and we'll see you all next time, hopefully after a Giants win. Peace.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.